Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to set a fire underneath you to praise God, no matter what. Verse 47 of Deuteronomy 28, because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Now, joyfulness and gladness of heart come from, or praise is a fruit of that. Joyfulness, gladness of heart. Amen. Because God doesn't change. He's the same before we go through. He's the same when we go through. He's the same when we come out. He's the same. So what we learn in the processes are to give God praise, to brag on him no matter what. You know, you've been through some stuff. Tell somebody, I've been through some stuff. But look at him, tell him, but God brought me out every time. And see, God ain't going to change up on you now either. If he brought me through that way back when. You know, you've been through trials you didn't think you was going to make it through. You've been through stuff you didn't know how you was going to face stuff. You know how you was going to get over that. You know how you was going to get through that. But yet God brought you through. Look at somebody, tell him I'm here and I ain't going nowhere. Come on, tell him God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. And guess what? I'm going to brag on him. Come on, somebody brag on God right now. Give him a praise. Come on, give him a praise. Brag on him. Boy, we could start a testimony service right now. I look upon some of these faces, some of these that have been through some stuff, how God came through just in time. Amen. When the devil thought he had them, God blessed them beyond what they asked, beyond what they thought, beyond what they could do themselves. Hallelujah. And guess what? The giver of life is still giving. God hadn't changed. Tell somebody it's going to get better and better and better. Just keep praising. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Now, let me give you this sobering thought. This keeps me going when I don't feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your body, your mind don't feel like it. But see, this is what keeps, one of the things keeps me going. Verse 48 says, therefore, it says, because you don't serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which the Lord, now the wording here is shall sin against thee or shall suffer to come against you in hunger, thirst, and nakedness, and in want or lack of all things. He will put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Look at the countenances of people in the world. Not everyone, but for the most part, if you just look, you see the degree of pressure and anxiety and worry. Just let there be some major event that happens in the world and things shake. You see people and the fear. God says to us, if we don't praise him, serve him for with joyfulness. How many know a fruit of the Spirit is joy? Amen. Now, I don't know where yours might be hidden, but if you're saved, you got joy. There's some joy in there. You just gotta know to let it out. And the way that we do that, we gotta get our mind. Sometimes your mind has to get out the way. See, because the enemy attacks our mind with thoughts, imagination, speculations, oppression. Sometimes strongholds are built up there. Blocking spirits come against our mind. All kind of things. So we got to bypass our mind. Hello? There are times you got to bypass what you think. You got to bypass the limited information that you have. See, we don't even prosper unless our soul prospers. A lot of times your soul is blocking the measure of joy that you have is not equal to the joy you are experiencing because your mind is messed up. I ain't going to get no shout on that, but I'm trying to deliver you. Hear what I'm saying? Your thoughts. That's why we pray, we ask, we read the word, our mind must be renewed and transformed by the word so that my mind is not blocking what God is wanting to flow out of me. See, when you praise like you did this morning, that was a river. John says in John chapter 3, I believe it is, in verse 38, don't quote me on that, but he said, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, then out of your belly will flow. Come on, somebody say rivers. Rivers of living waters. So you know, even though you may be going through a so-called desert, it can't stay a desert because you carry living waters. You carry the water. See, you may walk into a situation full of hate, but it can't stay there long as you're there, because a fruit of the Spirit is love, and you're carrying something that hate can't stand up against. Amen. You might walk into a place where it's all kind of confusion. But if you stay there any length of time, there's a peace that has to settle on it. Because peace is a fruit of the Spirit. And you brought that in there, and darkness cannot comprehend light. It can't fight against light. It can't stand where light is. It has to flee. When lights go on, darkness goes up under. Darkness goes into the corners. Because the light is on. Amen. So, much of the struggle tends to be in the mind. But if we allow the word to renew our mind, or even if our mind is acting contrary to what we know the word is saying, learn how to praise God beyond your mind. Learn how to give him praise beyond what you are thinking. Come on, beyond what you are feeling. Anybody still here? See why? The importance of it is because if you don't, when you don't, here come the enemy with a yoke. He will put a yoke on you. He will oppress you. Hello? It's one or the other. There's no neutral ground. There's no in between. There's no gray areas. If we don't, listen, it's so serious. The Lord said, if you don't praise me, I'll raise rocks up. They'll cry out. They'll give me praise. How many of the whole creation gives God praise anyway? Is this he have trouble with man sometime? Trees of the field clap their hands. The breezes, the lily of the valley, all of them praise God. Amen. So how important is this? Get that in your spirit. Get that in your spirit. If we choose not to, he said, we will serve our enemy. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've been free too long. Lord, before I serve my enemies, take me home. Amen. Come on. We've been free too long to be serving the enemy, to be bound by the enemy. So I want you to get that in your spirit. Praise also, as we looked at in Psalm 149, is warfare. When everything is going wrong or going against you, praise is warfare. As you begin to even talk or praise, remember, praise is bragging on God. It's talking about God. Even as you begin to talk, God inhabits your praise, and he begins to pour out of you. Are you hearing? As you are talking, God begins to, you know, When you sit and talk with someone that's mature in the Lord, and you start to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if where two of you are gathered in my name, see, not just gathered, but gathered in his name. There's certain qualifications to be gathered in his name. So when two of you are gathered together in my name, I'll be in the midst. And when he's in the midst, you know, when you're sitting talking with someone about the Lord, you know, like I know, there's a presence that comes. You carry that presence, but there's a manifested presence. It's like you can go on the rest of the day. It's like time flies by, and see, all that time got past you, and you were just, why, you were in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because as you begin to talk his presence, as you begin to talk or praise, you begin to talk about him and the goodness of God and quote what he says. He says, I inhabit that. How much peace do we forfeit? How much needless pain do we bear? Amen. Like I said, sometimes we got to get past this. Because reason will put us on lock. And that's the, see, if we conform to this world, we'll be bound by our emotions and reason and our intellect. But see, a lot of times, God is, how many of God is beyond your intellect? God will do things that you don't understand, and he won't ask no permission either. Amen. So instead of just putting faith in what God does, put faith in God alone. Are you here? Learn to praise God anyhow. That's why he says, give thanks in all things. Well, Lord, I just lost a job. You talk about give thanks. He says, give thanks in all things. I just lost $50. You say, give thanks. Is it or is it not what the scripture says? I'm going to show it to you in the Bible. Give thanks in all things. God didn't say be thankful for all things. I lose $50. I ain't happy about that. Hey, thank you, Lord. I lost $50. I ain't thanking him for losing it. But I'm going to give God thanks in the midst of it. Because God got a whole lot more 50s. And sometimes the one that sits high is looking low to see how you're going to react. Because, see, he got a whole lot more 50s for you. But he said, I'm going to see what they act like when they lose this 50. Well, what he's looking for is for you to bring him into the situation. How? By praise. Let people call you, let them call you what they want to. That old Christianity stuff, that's just a crutch. Tell them, no, it ain't a crutch. It's a hospital. Come on, it's my medicine. It's everything my body needs, my mind needs, my spirit needs, every relationship. It's everything I need. It's more than just a crutch. You know how people say that's just a crutch. No, it's more than a crutch. Let me tell you something. God's dealings with you and me are so important. If you read the story of Jacob, and how God dealt with him, and how God wounded him in his side, in his thigh. And then Jacob had to walk with a cane. He walked with a cane, yeah. Till he went on to be with the Lord, he walked with a cane. But it's interesting how it says that when Israel was in Egypt, see, that cane represented God's dealings with Jacob. See, some of us need a cane.
Thank you for joining us as we begin today's message entitled, Before Zion Travails. We invite you to worship with us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sunday mornings.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.